In a world where the masses control what is popular, we go against the grain and truly determine if things live up to their hype.
Each week, be expecting the most as we judge every single piece of this earth.
No place,
no food,
no hobby
will ever be safe again.
This is The Final Judgment.
And the court is now in session. My name is Justice Jason.
And Bailiff Ballwig. This week, we will be putting to trial superheroes.
Uh-oh. This is going to be a rough topic, as I feel like we are very opinionated about superheroes. And
true. Before you start, though, this is the final judgment. Each week, we'll put to the test one topic, and we'll go through whether we think it's overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
But you all know that, since you're longtime fans.
We know. We know. You've heard every episode, and you love it, because we love you. And hopefully, you're opinionated about superheroes as well, because I feel like it's kind of like a love-hate relationship no matter what. It just seems to be. There's not a lot of middle ground. There's not people that are like, oh, yeah, superheroes are like, okay. It's either like you're a diehard fan or you don't give a shit about it, which, in general, I don't give a shit about it. Which I know is going to break my father's heart.
How could about you? This. He raised you wrong.
I know. I know. I guarantee that's what he's going to say to me. All right. Should we start right off? Going right at it?
Yeah. Go for it.
I've got a lot of them. I'm just going to throw out the biggest one for me right away. Marvel humor. I don't know why. I feel like, in my opinion, Marvel's humor is that they'll find like the easiest joke and throw it out there, and for some reason, everybody beats their meat about it and thinks it's fucking hilarious, and I can't stand it at all. I'm highly overrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's, I don't know, it just seems like very basic jokes and just snarky, I don't know, sass, and that's all it is. It's
and for example,
all right for one movie and like one character, but every movie and every character is a little much.
It's too much. And I'm going to connect it. This is another one that I had written down, but it's the exact same thing. Anything Deadpool related. Deadpool in general.
You mean
cool
Ryan
fucking
Reynolds?
Character. Yeah, holy fuck, dude. They threw Ryan Reynolds in there. Everyone started beating their meat, and it just, it's too much. I can't stand it. Just the, not about it at all. And then, like, same thing with, what the fuck is it called? Guardians of the Galaxy. That's like they took the Ryan Reynolds humor and then they made every single character have it. And you're like, wow, okay, there's a lot of depth in here. I appreciate this. And it's so fucking, you can call it out so easily. Like, everything that's going to happen in those movies. It kills me. Can't do it. Overrated.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I'm going to start basic and just go with the most known superhero, Superman.
Okay.
I feel like people overlook him just because he can basically win and do anything. But for the time and being one of the first superheroes, I feel like it's pretty cool. You know, it's someone you can root for, someone to save the day, especially Great Depression type of time when they kind of needed that. I think he's a little underrated. People push him off for all the other superheroes. I think he needs a little more love.
He is Superman,
oh,
to say the least. He's a superhero, a Superman of one. I got to agree. I think he's slightly underrated as well. I love Superman, and I've got a lot to talk about him as well. It's going to connect to my next one. The fact that in the movie, I have to close it out. Underrated final judgment on that last one. In the movie that came out a handful of years ago, Batman versus Superman, how in the fuck Batman win? That shit made me irate. Like, everyone strokes himself off to Batman. I get it. It's cool. He's a rich fucking guy. He can buy whatever he fucking wants. But, like, bro, a human, just a regular human with some gadgets versus Superman, literally in a, like, old-ass movie, flew around the world fast enough that he turned back time. And you're telling me he can't beat a guy in a metal suit? What are you talking about? He could have just laser beamed his fucking, there's the mouthpiece on Batman. He could have laser beamed his ass.
Yeah.
It, It kills me, bro. And I understand Superman was never trying to kill anybody. That's his whole thing. I don't kill, blah, blah, blah. Come on, bro. You tell me Superman couldn't be Batman. That's some bullshit right there. That movie, highly overrated. I that hurt me a lot, honestly.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think, in general, I will say Batman is a bit overrated.
I'd throw it out there, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool that he's like a normal guy, kind of, and just has some interesting gadgets and fights to help the city, but... I don't know. I always just feel like he seems to be able to do way too much for just like a person, which they like try and like, say that he is. I don't know.
My dad's crying right now listening to this. That's like his favorite guy. If he got a tattoo, it'd probably be like the bat symbol on his chest or something like that.
Oh, man.
That also goes into my next one. Superman's disguise, bro. It's like a pair of Ray-Ban glasses, and that's literally it, and like a normal outfit. Are you kidding me, y'all? Are you kidding me?
I think the same thing, although just yesterday I saw a tweet from Tony Hawk saying that the barista at Starbucks said, "Hey, you look like Tony Hawk," and like didn't know it was actually him, and he was just dressed like as himself.
A regular guy. Well, yeah. I mean, Tony Hawk's also old as shit now, too. Yeah, so, like, he can look a little different. I can understand that. But, like, I mean, I don't know, man. One of the most popular, like, superheroes in his universe, bro, and all he does is put on glasses and people are like, Clark Kent, what's up, buddy? Like, come on. There's photos, videos of this guy. No one's like, yo, you kind of look like Superman, dog.
I get that all the time. Did you ever watch that? I think it was, like, a TV show called I Get That All the Time or something like that, where they had famous people go out in public and then people would come up to them and be like, oh, hey, you're, you know, whoever it is. And they're like, oh, no, I'm not, but I get that all the time, and try and convince people that they're not actually that celebrity.
That's a funny thing.
Yeah.
I've never seen that, but I would appreciate that a lot, actually. Starting off strong. A lot of agreements right there. What you got?
I think I'm going to go down one that you will definitely like, though. I'm going to go towards the Teen Titans and say that Beast Boy-Cyborg combo.
Yes.
Definitely underrated. They were very entertaining in the show. They had pretty cool superpowers, and they were just all around very entertaining, especially to children, but just overall good superheroes as well.
I would highly agree. I had that one written down as well. It's a very weird mix. Like, I don't know how... Like the original story of all of them getting together.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be, I don't know if they actually explained that ever, but I would be interested in literally going back just so I could see that. Awesome group, Starfire, Raven, Beast Boy, Cyborg, and Robin. Come on, fam. That's the Teen Titans fan right there. And their building was a giant T. That was awesome.
I think they, didn't they make a new season or something like that?
So they made a new show. It was animated like it was before, but it wasn't realistic. It was more of like cartoon animation type deal.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know, it was like cheesy. They kind of, I don't know, the
Marvel
original Teen Titans.
Humor with it or something.
Yeah. The original Teen Titans had like a weird, like dark little thing with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like even the villain was pretty, I don't know who, what the fuck was his name? Do you remember? Teen Titan villain. Googled. Oh, it was Deathstroke. I think I said Deathstro before. It's Deathstroke. I was close. Got his ass. Cool guy. Great show all in general. I think Raven was like my first crush as a kid. I was like, holy shit, she's hot. I'm blushing. Underrated. I'll have to give it there. We went off a little bit, so I'm going to change it up too as well. Captain Underpants.
Oh, I had him, you bastard. I was saving them for later.
That was one that made me giggle here a whole lot. Captain Underpants. I remember when they first came out with the book. I believe we talked about it in a different episode, maybe the nostalgia one or something, what's going on. But the Scholastic Book Fair, I remember going to that, and I saw the Captain Underpants thing, and I was like, oh, this is pretty weird, and I got that. I got that indeed, and rest is history. They came out with, like, I don't even know, like 13, 14 books of it now. And I think even a movie at some point. Highly really? Underrated. I appreciated that. Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't it like,
It was like, I don't think I ever actually read one of them. I just really? Always saw the character and thought it was funny, but I don't even know funny. Like who does he fight? What does he do?
So there's like weird things. It's basically, if I remember correctly from like forever ago, decades ago, it's like two elementary school kids that got a ring that mesmerized people from a cereal box, and they got in trouble in school and got sent to the principal's office, and the principal is a real douchebag, a grumpy old guy that really just likes getting kids in trouble, and they whipped out the ring, mesmerized him, told him that he was a superhero that fought villains in his underwear, and I don't know, something crazy like science experiment went wrong. I think made like toilet paper a monster or something like that. And as soon as like the monster came out, he saw the monster, immediately stripped to his underwear, became Captain Underpants, went and fought it. And so they basically have control over this guy's life. And at the end of every fight, they have to clap their hands or say something that'll like make him revert back to the principal.
Weird.
I know. Strange story, but I was about it. I was about it. Good times. Good times.
I got Static Shock.
Static Shock. I don't know too much about Static.
No? You never watched? I feel like it was on at the same time like Teen Titans was. I feel like that was the combo there.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I don't think so. The TV show?
Yeah.
Nick at Night type deal?
Yeah. Look them up, the images. Like, first page on the right that's kind of cartoony. You don't remember that?
Static Shock.
Like, flying around on a manhole sewer cover thing?
Images. Oh, shit. Holy crap. Yeah, I do remember this. It's like, I don't know. Was it not on for a long time? Like, I think it must have only had like a couple
from
of seasons.
2000 to 2004.
Yeah, a couple of years. Yeah, I do remember this. Wow. Must have been very little. I mean, 2000.
Yeah.
Five years old.
So
I do remember this.
Being obviously very biased since that was, you know, right peak childhood times. It was definitely very cool. Just a normal everyday kid, you know, like you back in the day, kind of thought you were similar, and he was able to use electricity to do some pretty cool things, kind of like I think Magneto does. And that was always just a very entertaining show to me. I'll say underrated and definitely forgotten about, as we've seen here.
Honestly. Also probably one of the earliest like African-American superheroes, it looks like. I don't know if there's too many cases. I know.
Yeah, definitely like on TV. I'm not sure if Black Panther. I think that's
older comic-wise,
but yeah.
Yeah, but on TV. Shout out Static Shock. Woo. Changing the game, changing the times. I'd have to go underrated for that. Oh, man, how crazy do I want to get? I've got a couple of funny ones that I'm going to save for a little bit. Holy God, what should I do? Let's go with, we're just doing kid cartoon shows, so why not? Powerpuff Girls and Mojo Jojo. They were technically superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, toddlers superheroes.
Were they toddlers?
Probably like elementary school. Probably like, I don't know, five to what? How old? We can Google it. How old do you think they are?
I'm thinking like seven. Seven to
yeah,
10.
I was gonna go
I
eight.
Feel like...
I'm going eight. Eight exactly. 3 to 5 year old girls in kindergarten. I told you.
Save the day.
Yeah. I don't remember too much besides Mojo Jojo constantly like screaming in the background and them always fighting him.
Was he like basically the only enemy ever? I've never really watched it.
I think it was like a thing where he was a villain and he would like employ other people or like build robots, or he was like the main guy for sure.
Okay.
Do you remember their names?
It's not something Spice and Everything Nice? Or I don't actually know their names. Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. Created from Sugar, Spice, and Everything Nice. And Chemical X.
What a combo. Chemical X. I wonder what the doc was actually trying to make.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry. Uh-oh. I think I just got to go perfectly rated on that one. That one didn't stick out too much for me. But that also came out in 1998, so a little bit younger.
Yeah, I'll go the same. Nothing too spectacular there. And I think I'm going to connect it to another one. If you're going to relate it to just big enemies trying to take over the city, I think you have to go with Power Rangers.
Ooh!
Ooh. I don't think they really had much in terms of superhero powers, but they had giant robots that were able to fight big monsters, and that's all
and
you need.
And a solid theme.
Yeah.
Go, go, Power Rangers! Good shit.
We definitely
good
have shit. To cut that in there.
Yeah. 100%. I also, but one thing that really pissed me off about it, believe me, I love Power Rangers. I wanted to be a Power Ranger. I am a Power Ranger.
You almost killed yourself trying to be a Power Ranger. Or maybe that was Superman. I don't know.
I think that was Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, okay.
Shout out. But the fact that every single villain would die. And then I don't know why they would have, was it like magical beans or some shit? Every villain had it. And they would just immediately grow like 100,000 times the size. How did that always happen in every single episode? I don't remember.
No, it beans? I don't remember that much either.
Like how did, we got a lot that we're looking up.
I feel like it's because we're not the most versed in these, so we got to fill in the gaps a little bit.
I don't understand. Mystic powers, I guess. Monsters made to grow by two people crossing their staves. Funny story about the Power Rangers, though, and I'm sure we might have talked about it. I always think that we talk about it. But I believe that the Power Rangers were actually already a TV show, I think, in Japan. And then an American went over to Japan. It was in a hotel room and was just like flipping through channels. And I believe he or she, I don't remember, was a child TV show
like executive
like
or something,
or
yeah,
something like that. And he saw the show and was like, holy shit, I bet you this would do fantastic in America. And then came and basically made an Americanized version of Power Rangers. It's basically the same fucking shit. And then had to deal with like some kind of like, I think, legal ramifications eventually. There's more of a story in there. I don't know all the details. We can go into it later though. What's going on, Power Ranger style? Uh-oh. WGO, shout out us. I gotta say underrated on that one. That one was good. We have a lot of, I have a feeling this is going to be like damn near all agreements.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and try to find one. I'm going to do one that we might disagree on. Capes in general for superheroes. I'm throwing out overrated.
Yeah.
I don't know what it adds. Like what's, it looks decent on some, but like what does that do for you? Is that a power move? What does that add?
Come on.
Think it adds.
I think we are going to disagree on this one. It's the style and flair. You got the stupid costumes anyway. You know, you're dressing up in tight spandex and tight suits.
Oh, yeah.
Why do that then? It's all for the show and to be a larger-than-life character for the people
you're
trying to save.
I think it'd make you worse. Cape can, like, they don't do it in movies and shit, but a cape can, like, wrap around your body. It could, like, hit your arm. You could get caught in it. It deters you from being the best you.
But that's how confident you are. You don't even need to be the best you.
God.
And you're still going to kick some
ass. You need a handicap.
Yeah.
If anything. Yeah. So you're throwing out underrated. You're all about it.
Yeah, I am about it, honestly. I've been thinking about getting one myself.
Holy shit. I'm wearing a cape right now.
Next episode, I will.
Not at all. I ain't about it. I want my freedom of movement. I want to be 100% badass. You don't know. There's some supervillains out there that might take your ass out if you slip up. One false move and you're donezo.
I'm very curious how Cape started, though.
Well, who was the first? Probably Superman. I'm going to say should we look it up? First
sure.
Superhero with a cape?
Sure.
Those of you that are listening, sometimes we post questions there on our Spotify. If you're listening to it on Spotify, I want you to go to the episode. It will have, I think we should pick at least one question that we disagree on, and I want you guys to vote. I think this should be the question. Capes, overrated, underrated, what do you say? You guys going to be the final determinant.
We could make a larger poll, though, for a lot of our episodes, just kind of include what we talked about and have people rate it and see how they do versus us, if they agree or not.
I would... I think, no, very much. I think we can. We'd have to do like SurveyMonkey type things as well then. Because I think on Spotify, you can only get one question.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or there's a poll one where you can ask and they'll give you
multiple.
Oh, yeah,
like, you're right.
So it's only like one. If you guys want to do a SurveyMonkey on what we disagree, we can do both. Fuck it. I think we should pick one major question, though, that's like the biggest disagreement.
Yeah.
And I feel like this will probably be it. So we'll do it for the Spotify thing, but we'll also do a SurveyMonkey for those that we disagree on. I think that'd be really fun. And you guys can give us your input. We nailed it. Superman, first superhero with the first, well, was the first superhero and the first cape.
Yeah, I'm seeing that it was inspired by capes worn by strongmen, acrobats, and ringleaders, just kind of other performers, and kind of helped to give him a touch of royalty or mystery to him.
It's dumb. It looks flashy. I get it. But I'm like, what's her name?
What about Batman, though? I think he actually uses his a little bit. Kind of help gliding a little bit when he jumps and, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got some.
Like, hides himself and might even be bulletproof. Yeah, I don't remember.
It's probably fucking is. I don't know how you do that, but that's got to be a heavy-ass cape.
Yeah, he put in the work, though.
Yeah, he's grinding hard. But I'm connecting the capes to my next one.
Ooh.
I'm like Yzma. She's not about it. The Incredibles. Fantastic movie. One of a kind. Absolutely love it. Modern Family. Dealing with bullshit. Superheroes in a non-superhero friendly world. What? Too good. Too good. No capes, but Incredibles underrated.
I have never seen the movie, so I think it's pretty hyped up, but I have nothing to actually compare it to.
Oh man, that hurts me, brother.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch The Incredibles together at some point. And the short film Jack Attack. It's like this baby and shit.
Okay.
It's good. It's very good.
So I'm gonna connect that to my next one, which is the superhero winning every single time.
Oh yeah.
Kinda hate that.
I know.
They sometimes make it all right where you think they might actually lose. I don't know if there have been big movies recently where they do lose. I think maybe Avengers, but I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah.
But then there's always something at the end that it's like, oh, hey, there's this thing that you never knew about or never thought about, and they win again. It's like, nice.
Yeah. That's why it's like, it's just too predictable for me. Yes, I get the animation's cool. There's a lot of explosions and punches and shit. Fuck yeah. I get it. That's cool.
Explosions.
But it's the same storyline every single time. And I want the villain to win sometimes, and I don't want him to, like, hint at it at all. I want it to just be, like, a crazy upset where you're like, what the fuck's going on? You're like, bam, 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 this is actually what's going on. We're going into this universe. And I'm just like, that's that milky shit I want. When Thanos won at the end of, like, the first Avengers or whatever the fuck, I was, like, standing ovation. Everyone was, like, booing and shit in the movie theater, and I was like, yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
There.
I want that upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they basically just... They made the part two where it just flips, of course. It's basically just a regular superhero movie.
They just made it twice as long.
Yeah. Overrated. Overrated.
Overrated, yes. I don't think I said it. Implied,
there
though.
There is a universe, though, where it's like that. Where
yeah,
like, villains
yeah.
are generally the winners, which is pretty cool.
But you can't. But then it gets to the same thing. If villains win every time, you got to mix and match. What?
You got to mix and mash. Yeah. I'm about that. Funk it up a little bit, y'all. Do something a little bit different. Speaking of dark shit, the movie Watchmen. I believe you saw that with my dad and I in the theaters. A little bit darker of a superhero movie. Based in, like, I think, like a 1980s, 70s, 60s setting. A little bit darker. Villains are, or the heroes are, like, a little bit tainted. I think the very first thing is, like, a superhero dies and shit. I think one of the heroes turns evil, and the heroes have to, like, battle the other one to, like, save the day and shit. Very well done. Very dark movie, and I will say that's a superhero movie that I actually really did enjoy. I'm gonna say perfectly rated on that one. Not quite underrated, though.
Again, this is goes to one that I've never seen, so...
Really? I swear
commentary.
To God, you and I, you saw it with Dad and I. I'm fairly positive. That's why I wrote it down. Maybe not, though.
Yep, sorry. Killed that one again.
God dang.
I'm going to go with an obscure superhero that you definitely won't know, but I thought was hilarious when I started researching, called Codpiece. And when you
Codpiece?
Yeah, Codpiece. And make sure you type in superhero.
Codpiece. piece superhero.
Because I did not know this, but a codpiece refers to a flap that used to go over someone's junk, basically, and they could unflap it to, like a backdoor flap, but in the front. And
what the fuck is this?
So this superhero basically has an extendable, I don't know, like
dick
gun with like that he uses to punch and shoot people.
Oh my god, why did this guy not blow up?
I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure he had that because he had basically a run-in with feeling like he had too small of a dick or something. So I think this is how he compensated.
Holy shit. I love this.
I know.
This is hilarious.
I have no idea why this hasn't come up.
Imagine if this got made into a movie.
Yeah.
God piece.
Immensely underrated.
Yeah, that's awesome. Insecure high school student. He was denied by a high school popular girl due to his height.
Oh,
claiming that he wasn't big enough.
Oh.
And he took it as an insult to his genitals.
That's what it was. Thank you.
What the fuck? What did he do? I want to know what. Okay. So he basically, what the fuck? He attempted to find a doctor to do some sort of surgery. And instead the doctor was like, no, you don't need to do that. And so he was like, fuck it. I'm going to go hire a prostitute. I guess feel like a man, and she even told him to wear something to pad the area up.
Oh, dang.
And he got insulted, and he created a power suit, basically making an extendo dick.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Wow. Yeah, highly underrated. I couldn't think of a better superhero or villain. I don't even know what he is. I think it's a villain.
Oh, is he a villain? Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Went off topic there.
Good. I like that. No. Villains are a part of the superheroes, and we're definitely going to talk about some.
I thought that was going to be a different one. That's why I didn't pull up too many villains.
Oh. I mean, we could make it a separate one. I don't know. It's going to be the same shit, though.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. Honestly.
Okay, I've got one. I don't know if he's a villain or a hero. I think he's a hero.
I think those are the best types, though. The ones where you're kind of on the line of whether they're actually a hero or not.
Exactly. Did you, in your research, see Arm Fall Off Boy?
Yes, that was another one I was going to put on there. Yep.
What the fuck? Or AKA Splitter. For those of you who don't know, it's the stupidest superhero I've ever heard. He basically can detach his limbs. And then it says that he uses them as blunt objects.
Yeah.
Rip off his arm and then use his arm to swing his arm and like hit people?
Yes.
Or do they float and he can like?
No. He was, from what I saw, he was using it to like hit people. So he could have just used a bat.
What
or
is
something.
The point of that?
Yeah.
Does it grow or does he put it back on? I couldn't find that out either.
I don't know. It looked like it was detachable, is what it said.
Okay, so you can just take it off, slap around people, put it back on. I don't understand. He also was in the last Suicide Squad movie, I think.
Wait, what?
As well. Yeah, so actually very relevant to this year.
Weird.
I didn't know that one even came out this year. I don't think it did very well. But interesting guy. I don't even know how to rate this. It's so it's got to be overrated. It's
yeah.
So if you don't know what we're talking about. Look him up. Arm Fall Off Boy. He'll pop up there.
I think I got to go for Scott Pilgrim. I think you could consider him a superhero. Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he had like villains that he fought against. No?
Well, it was more of like ex-boyfriends. That
yeah, the but they
thing.
All had like, I don't know, they seemed to have powers when they fought him.
I'll give it to you. We like stretching it out here. Okay. Okay, I'll give it to you. It was good. What's your verdict on it?
One sec. I'm still trying to see if we can count him as a superhero. I think he is. But
he would be the hero, yeah. Kind of. I don't know. He kind of fucked over Knives Chow.
No, not Knives Chow.
Knives Chow.
Also, what
Knives!
Kind of, what kind of name is that?
What do you mean? What's wrong with Knives Chow?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not cultured enough to know anyone named Knives.
On. Yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of a very interesting movie in general, and was just, I don't know, it's kind of funny. It was just, yeah, about fighting ex-boyfriends in different weird battles. It was definitely very entertaining, and I think Michael Cera did a great job at playing like that weird, awkward new boyfriend role. So I'd have to say underrated there.
Killed it. I would have to say underrated as well. Fantastic movie. Staple, honestly. Man, I just got a lot of movies and stuff and characters. Here, we'll do one that's not a movie. The fact that Stan Lee put himself in like every single movie for like just a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Fucking loved it. No idea why. Just seeing his old wrinkly ass inside of there for like 2 seconds of him being like a... It was always so non-important roles, like a taxi driver or working at a gas station. It was too good. It was perfect. And every time you saw him, you're always like, oh!
Yeah, you're like, oh, oh there he is!
Underrated. What a funny idea to do, and I'm glad that he did it up until the end.
Honestly, it was very impressive.
Even after he passed away, I believe... They put up, what are those things called?
Like a stand-up cardboard thing cut out?
No, it was, it was like, what are those projections called?
Like CGI?
A hologram. They did a hologram of him inside of like whatever was the last movie was that came out. That was very good.
How do you feel about using people once they're dead in movies and stuff like that? You think that's weird or all right or cool?
I think I've got a different opinion about a different thing. I think it's fine in, like, acting, per se, because I have a feeling that that was something that that's what he fucking did.
Yeah,
I'm sure that he loves that his memory would live on. And there's certain things that, like, I don't know. I think it really falls down to the family. I think if the family's okay with it, then it's fine. One thing, though, that I've noticed as of late is that a lot of musicians that have died, there's, like, slight recording things of things that they've done or, like, projects they were going to work on in the future. I know when XXX, the rapper, like, died, he still had, like, albums and, like, songs get released in the future. And they're like, oh, I think this is what he would have wanted to do. And you're like, really? Like, I think you're kind of milking it, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about... For some reason, I feel like musicians are just a little bit different than... actors, because I mean, I don't know, that's the whole like life's work. And you know, if it was incomplete project and they're like, yeah, we'll just finish it for them, like what about you?
I definitely agree with that part. Is kind of adding to what they already had and then being like, oh yeah, that's what he would have wanted. I don't know,
yeah,
just post what he had if you're really trying to get that stuff out there, and then let it be what it is.
Exactly.
In terms of other characters though, I'm trying to think, the person who was in Star Wars, I can't remember, Leia. She was added to one of the last Star Wars movies after she was dead.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think that was pretty interesting, too, because I think her character was, like, about to die in that movie anyway, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was interesting, though, to, like, see her and be like, oh, well, they just, like, CGI'd her together. It's kind of weird.
Isn't that crazy that they can just do that, though?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so wild. What else you got, amigo?
I'm just going with the movie Kick-Ass. And
I don't know. Sorry.
You never saw it?
No.
Oh.
That's one that I've never seen. I saw that in the movies that like popped up and stuff, and I was like, fuck. I know that was a very popular one, but I never watched it.
I think Nicolas Cage is in his element in that movie. That is the ideal character for him. He's like some wacky... I don't know if he is the dad of one of the kids or like just a dad figure, but just some weird, goofy dad trying to fight crime. And I don't know. It was a great movie. It was a little weird that it was little kids, like 10-year-old actual kids, and they have them swearing and saying like, you fucking pussy or something like that. And you're like, well, that's a little aggressive for a 10-year-old kid, but
they'll learn eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Overall, great movie, though, mainly, I think, because of Nicolas Cage.
So your final verdict would be underrated.
Underrated, yes.
I can't officially say, but it sounds like something I would say underrated. Sounds like something I would love. All right, since we're back to movies, the movie Sky High.
Oh.
Do you ever watch that one?
I saw snippets, but I never saw the whole thing.
Very cheesy movie. Decent. I was about it at the time. I really did enjoy it. It was kind of, and this ties into my next one, it was like, kids that would go to high school, and then depending on their powers, it would separate in between. You'd be a superhero or you'd be a sidekick, depending on how important your powers were. And basically, something with the main, like, superhero, popular girl turned evil, and then got a bunch of the superheroes to turn against the sidekicks, and the sidekicks had to save the day. Or, no. It was something like the main superhero girl got a gun called the pacifier, and then at, like, a high school party, made all the superheroes revert back to babies. Huh. And the sidekicks had to, like, step up to save the day.
Oh, spoilers.
It was pretty clever. Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen it, Lo Siento, I would highly go recommend. Favorite character in there? Fucking bus driver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If you're born to, like, two parents that have superhero powers, you're not supposed to get a power or something like that. And that's what happened with him. And he never got powers, but he wanted to be in, like, the superhero world. So he became a bus driver for the high school. And he was fucking hilarious. I loved it. It was underrated.
I've never seen it. But it seems like for the appropriate age, it could definitely be good. I'll give it, from what I know of it, a perfectly rated. But
okay.
It's definitely something interesting. But at the same time, I feel like if you're an adult now, I don't think it would be that great. Personally.
No, yeah. That's the thing about majority of these movies that I'm throwing out there. It's mainly for, you know, younger crowd.
So I'm going to, since you allowed supervillains, I don't know if this is a complete supervillain, but he is a villain. One that I thought was hilarious was the Condiment King. And this is a...
Take this mustard.
This is a villain in the Batman animated series where his powers were shooting ketchup and mustard. And sometimes hot sauce.
What are you talking about? Hot sauce in the eye.
I guess.
Take that.
I'm seeing that no one really took him that seriously, and he wasn't really that big of a villain, but I think that's hilarious that that's your whole vibe if you're trying to be a villain.
Yeah. I got a list here that I could just rattle off some weird supervillains if you're okay with
that. I'm going to say underrated there because that's hilarious.
Probably. I gotta agree. So I just wanted to throw these out there whenever we got some extra time or whatever. This is definitely going to be a little bit longer of one because we got a lot to talk about. So I hope you guys are
buckled in
for the ride. Yeah. We got number one. I got a list of seven here. Kite Man.
Oh.
Also, all these are like enemies of Batman, which I don't know why. But
I think it's just because he had so many movies. Then he had like animated series and like live action too. I think they just had so much.
The best part about this is that... Oh, shit, that's actually really cool. There's a lot of these, like, supervillains weren't very intense or strong, so a lot of the times it just says Batman couldn't give a shit, so he, like, sent Robin to defeat him, and I think that's fucking hilarious. So number one is coming in at Kite Man.
Oh, I think that is the list where I found Condiment King. I think I know what list you're on.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, basically it had a jet-powered kite that he flew around and then used small remote-controlled kites for, like, robberies and shit. Hilarious. Perfect. And that's actually why Batman came up with the Bat Glider, believe it or not. Pretty interesting.
Oh.
Paste Pot Pete, a guy who made a very strong glue and just like shot it around. It's so stupid. Overrated on that one. This is some guy who made like crazy quilts. Killer Moth, the Walrus, just animal related guys. I don't know. Pretty funny, honestly. There's some weird ones out there. And that's about it. I mean, I think you just saw the same list. So.
Yeah.
There's I got another list here, though, that actually brings me to another one. One that I just couldn't believe. Brother Power the Geek. Basically, some people, they said hipsters dressed up a mannequin and then a lightning bolt shot the mannequin and made it come alive. And that was the whole backstory to this villain. And I was like, come on, we're really fucking stretching here, y'all. Like, let's get whatever. One of my personal favorites that we talked about briefly together, Big Bertha from the 1980s was a supermodel by day. But when she suits up, also hear me out, as a member of the Great Lakes Avengers, a Midwestern spinoff of the Marvel superhero team, she became Big Bertha, who adds hundreds of pounds of fat to her frame, making her very strong and near invulnerable.
That's her superpower? Just gets really fat?
Yeah, she gets fat as fuck.
Wow.
So I looked into it a little bit. The Great Lakes Adventure, believe it or not, headquarters in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Oh. Shout out. That Midwesterner team, cheese and beer babe. And some of their strongest, most powerful members are Squirrel Girl,
oh,
Doorman, Mr. Immortal, who his only superpower is that he can't die, but he's got like an extreme thing of depression, so he's tried to like kill himself many times. He's just a regular guy, but he can't fucking die.
I guess that would be helpful.
Big Bertha
in fighting crime.
And Grasshopper.
That is great.
Absolutely absurd. I think they need to come out with that, honestly.
I have to say, like, all the very weird, lame superheroes and villains, I think it's absolutely hilarious. And they need to start doing more with those instead of just doing the superheroes who win all the time.
Yeah, we don't need the 30th fucking
I would
Batman
watch Condiment
movie.
Man fight Big Bertha.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Let's do that, please. Marvel, if you're listening, and we know that you are, let's get there. Let's get there. I want to see Mr. Immortal.
That would be actually a funny character, I feel like.
That would be. A regular dude. Just a regular dude who can't die. Literally just constantly keeps getting killed, and then like pops back up. He's like, Good stuff. Speaking of weird supervillains, let's go with a weird superhero.
Oh.
Bible Man. Back when my stepdad used to work in a Christian bookstore in the West Side, they had this like superhero series of this guy named Bible Man. And he would, I don't even remember what the fuck he would do. Their budget must have been like $100 because it was the most shitty production, but it was hilarious. I want you to Google Bible Man right now.
All right.
And hopefully there's like a YouTube video we can watch. Oh my God.
Is it Bible Man Power Source or no?
No, it's just Bible Man.
Bible Man Adventure? Jesus Our Savior Part 1?
I mean, is that movies or like
I have
I
no
do
idea.
Not know.
I'm just
his name.
Videos,
his
so.
Name and thing is just Bible Man. So just I don't know. Maybe just type in Bible Man YouTube. I mean, if it's a guy in a fucking purple suit like that, you got the right thing. Oh yeah, sure. Go for Power Source Episode 1.
Okay. I'm going to look at the Power Source trailer. How about that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it's a 35-minute. You guys want to sit here and watch us watch a 35-minute Bible Man movie? You about that? Oh, you're watching a live performance? No, this is like an actual movie.
It was like people on a stage fighting with lightsabers.
Yeah, that was his main weapon. That might be the final battle.
I'm surprised he didn't just fight with
also,
the power of Jesus.
I'm pretty sure he quotes, like,
all the Bible verses.
Verses and stuff while they're doing it. Oh, yeah, he's got a sidekick with, like, this, like, green hand, like, a lightsaber deal. Also, I don't know why, but for the video, they made it, like, super fuzzy, always. Bible Man, though. Core memory for me, not a good thing, though. Like, not good production or anything. Scott got, like, a shit ton of free stuff from there, so I believe we had probably, like, 5 movies as a kid growing up, and that was something that would play in the background or whatever. Different times.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it accomplishes what it sets out to be, I feel like.
There we go. Woo. I'm sure you guys can't tell, but these outfits are hot as hell.
Yeah.
I'm sweating balls right now.
That also helps. No, not really. I'm running low. The last one I had was another weird villain that is called Typeface. And
Typeface?
Type. T-Y-P-E.
Okay.
And so he was in the army and his brother died in battle. And then he got laid off and started gluing printing letters to his face as his, I don't know, little costume or something. And then started trying to take revenge people in his life. So he basically had no superpowers. And then
he just glued shit to his face.
You look up Type Man.
I tried to.
Typeface. Sorry, Typeface.
Yeah.
T-Y-P-E-F-A-C-E.
Hero or villain?
Villain. But then, as I was going to say, he gets convinced by Spider-Man to become a hero.
Quit fighting people and fight bad people with me. Very strange. We're really reaching out here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You can't find them just by looking them up. Very obscure.
I know.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all good.
Wait.
I don't know.
Wait. I want to send you a picture.
Okay. Oh, I found him.
You beat me to it.
What the fuck? He like cut him out and like pasted it or what?
Yeah, that's what it said, that he pasted it to him. It kind of looks like tattoos though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Someone did a cosplay of him where they just like put a whole keyboard on their face.
That's kind of accurate.
That's good. I don't know. What a weird guy. I'm going to have to say slightly overrated.
I will have to say overrated as well. I think the person coming up with the villains just kind of ran out that week.
Yeah, honestly. Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Oh.
Classic. Underrated. Two old goobers that still try to fight crime but end up just making it worse for everybody.
Yeah.
In general.
Adding the little senile bit to them just adds to it as well.
Yeah, 100%. It was great. Underrated.
Underrated.
I haven't been doing my gavel a whole lot.
I know, neither have I.
Whoopsies. How many you got left?
I mean, that's all I got. I got more like generic superheroes I could name, but it's just kind of all more of the same.
I've got one more good one then. The X-Men epic movie parody of Mystique.
What?
Do you remember an epic movie?
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
That the weird like makeout scene between one of the main actors and Mystique.
Yes. That's the only thing I remember from that movie. Yes.
Probably because I made you watch it like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Because I thought that shit was the funniest fucking thing. And while researching this episode, sorry y'all, my voice sounds like fucking garbage. I thought that was the funniest thing. Underrated. If you have not watch that, epic movie parody Mystique. All you got to type in, I promise it's worth a while. Underrated. Very underrated.
I will agree with that.
Yeah, and everything else is just pretty generic stuff, honestly.
Yeah.
So, superheroes.
Overrated. I feel like you and me in general.
Overrated. Boom. That's like our main thing. Underrated for the weird ones. This is kind of our opinion about it. Blah, blah, blah. We very much agreed, I think, on like everything besides capes.
Yeah.
So, is what it is. That's the final judge. Tell us if we're wrong. Email us. Write us in on Spotify. Roast us if you have to. If you find anything else that we should judge, though, about them, let us know. Final judgment. Court is adjourned.
Thanks for listening to The Final Judgment.
If you would like the council to judge a topic you hold near and dear,
please email us at thefinaljudgments@gmail.com.
Please rate and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player.
One more time.
That's thefinaljudgments@gmail.com.
Case closed.